So Abraham got up early the next morning, prepared food and the container of water, and strapped them on Hagar's shoulders. Then he sent her away with their son, and she wandered aimlessly in the wilderness of Beersheba. When the water was gone, she put the boy in the shade of a bush. Then she went and sat down by herself about 100 yards away. "I don't want to watch the boy die," she said, as she burst into tears. But God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven, "Hagar, what's wrong? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Go to him and comfort him, for I will make a great nation from his descendants." Having a dream can be easy. A goal to achieve, perhaps we all have it. But getting to see the fulfillment of that goal, getting to see the fulfillment of that dream is the complicated thing. Because during the path of life, we can find so many obstacles that can make us, look at the word I'm going to use, they can make us abort the process. They can make us abort the vision. They can make us abort the dream. That is like when a woman gets pregnant. She got pregnant, and during the next 9 months, she has to go through a process in which she must take care of that life she carries in her womb. From the moment she got pregnant, a life inside her began to grow up. Therefore, she must be careful. The life she lives, her lifestyle, it can no longer be the same lifestyle she used to have. Now, she has a child in her womb, and she has to take care of him. Then her habits begin to change. Her diet has to change. The work she was doing has to change. And she has to avoid certain things, certain activities, which could drive her to get sick and cause the child not complete its life cycle or its gestation cycle inside the womb so that it is later born. This gestation is a process that lasts 9 months, and the more time passes, the more it grows until his body is completed. This is a living baby, and when the mother gives birth to that baby, when she is on the day of birth, the pain intensifies. Many have felt irresistible pain, but after the birth, they hold the child in their arms. The pain is forgotten. The sacrifice is forgotten, and the miracle of life is enjoyed. It is the same what happens to us with the dreams, with the goals. I ask you, how many goals and how many dreams did you make for yourself before starting this year that is already ending? Did you receive a promise from God? Or last December 31st, you said, "This year I do finish my degree," or "This year I do get that job," or "This year I do commit myself to do something," and the year is getting to its end. Now, instead of having labor pains to see that miracle come true, sometime this year, you abort the process. Abortion is easy. The hard is to stay in the middle of the process, being patient, listen carefully, being patient, believing in God, learning to wait, not losing calm, and then to achieve, and may your eyes can see that reality, that dream come true. God is a God of processes, and He is always willing to be with us. But at the end of the day, He does not make the decisions for us. It is each of us who has to make certain decisions in life. And sadly, the decision of the coward, the easiest is to abort, throw in the towel, giving up on everything. There are women who have become pregnant and out of fear of society and what others say, because you consider it as a mistake and that child in your womb paid the price. I am not going to argue that if 1 week, 2 weeks still has no life, What is formed in your womb is already alive. Do you know why? Because it is inside you, and inside you there is life. What is not alive cannot grow. What is not alive cannot mature. It begins with a fetus and it begins to grow. It does mean that there is life. It is growing. There is life there. But how easy it is to say, I am not going to commit myself. How easy it is to say, I don't want that responsibility. Or how easy it is to say, what are the others going to say? And how easy it is to pay a doctor to have an abortion. And I do not want to get into controversy if perhaps it was an abuse. This, the other, something you didn't want. Something you didn't want. You have a life inside. The same happens with dreams. How irresponsible we do are. How cowardly we do are. When we prefer to give up on everything because it will cost us. We like what is free, right? But what it costs us, what does come easy, goes easy. As some people say, what it costs us, we better not compromise. And that is the attitude that many are assuming today. Everything becomes easier, and what costs us, we better discard it. And we look for the easiest way, but you know that. I tell you again, that is only the coward's way out. Perhaps there are difficult moments in life. Of course there are. Everything has a price, my beloved friend. Not even when they give you for free. Everything has a price, my beloved friend. Not even what they give you for free. You can say that it did not cost, because it costs on someone else. The fact that you receive a gift and that it has not cost on you does not mean that it has not cost on the other. It does cost. Everything in this life has a price. Everything in this life has a cost. But how wonderful it is. There is nothing more wonderful than a mother giving birth, and she has her son in her arms. The tears that come out are not of sadness, but of joy. What a blessing it is when you went through hard moments, but you took refuge in God, and you believe in His Word, and you waited, you stood up and said, I am going to see, and that purpose of God in my life is going to be fulfilled, and you learned to wait, and now you are enjoying it. How wonderful it is. Or perhaps at this moment you are crying because it is hard. The process is hard. It is like this, but God is working in your character. God is giving you maturity. God is planting you. God is giving you strength. God is farming that faith within you to sustain you at all times. God is farming that faith within you to sustain you at all times. Understand it today. Do not give up. Do not quit. It is easy to give up on the processes. It is easy to give up on the projects. When we see that, the situation becomes complicated. But it is part of life, my beloved friend. Pain is part of life. What I can tell you is that what you have planted with tears today, tomorrow you will harvest it with joy. It's part of life. Learning to wait, not quitting, not giving up on everything, not abandon. And I know that the word is hard to hear. Do not abort the process. I am going to tell you about a woman in the Bible who maybe is not mentioned much. Only in some texts, this woman is Hagar, the slave of Abraham and Sarah. Sarah could not have children, so they used Hagar's womb. And she said to Abraham, come to my servant, let's use her womb, in other words, and the child that she has will be our son. He will be the heir, but it was not the correct order. However, they did so. That was not the miracle that God had determined to do in them. But nevertheless, they went ahead. They did it. Hagar became pregnant and had a son named Ishmael. But Ishmael was not the son of the promise. Ishmael was not the correct order. However, Sarah told Abraham, "Fire Hagar and let her to take Ishmael with her," because later Sarah gets pregnant and they have Isaac, the son of the promise. But that did not remove Ishmael as Abraham's heir, because he was Abraham's son. However, God told Abraham to do as his wife Sarah had told him, and Abraham did it that way. He fired Hagar, got up early, made them breakfast, gave them water, and he sent them away to the wilderness. When Hagar was going to think that she was going to be sent away by her master and with a son on board, this seems unfair, right? But I'm not going to get into the subject if it is unfair or not, if it is fair or not. What I mean is what happened to them. They arrive in the desert, and in inclement heat, Hagar makes an effort by carrying her son. Her son was not a newborn. Maybe he was 11 or 12 years old, until there came a time when Hagar couldn't take it anymore. I don't know if you have ever felt like that. They can't handle the heat. They don't have water. She can't handle the weight of his son. She gets to a point when she leaves him lying in a small shadow next to a rock, perhaps, because she no longer has water to give him. Perhaps his dry lips. She does not find any opportunity. I know that maybe you can feel identified with this word, because of what you are living today, leaving your home, having to leave everything, feeling like nothing after having had a lot, and now having nothing. And even if you have many assets, in the loneliness of life, you feel like Hagar in the middle of the wilderness with a son. In the middle of the wilderness with a son, not knowing what the future awaits them. Do you know what Hagar did? She thought it was all over, and she left her son there abandoned. She went a few meters away, many meters ahead. Without looking back, her son fainted from the heat. Without being able to drink water, and with the pain in her heart, she abandons her son. But God sent his angel. He appears to her. And this is wonderful, because God says to Hagar, "I have heard the boy crying. Go back and take him, Hagar." These words are for someone who is listening to me at the moment. God is telling you, do not leave the place where I place you. Get back. Do not let go what I give you. Return. Resume the process. Because in the middle of the wilderness, I am teaching you. In the middle of the desert, I am giving you maturity. In the middle of the desert, I am giving you character. I am preparing you for wonderful things. The angel said to Hagar, "Go and take the child. I have heard that he is crying. Take him. Because I am not going to leave you alone. I will also make a great nation out of him." If Hagar did not listen to God and left her child there, she would have ended up many with the dream of God of being able to bless him also as a nation, as a son of Abraham. When you abort the process, do not blame on God that it was his fault. No! God is willing to strengthen you, to help you in the middle of the process, for you to go forward. But it depends on you. The Bible says that nothing and no one can separate us from the love of God. Absolutely no one. But you yourself can make the decision to abdicate, to let go of the love of God. God's promises are fulfilled. What God has said to you will be fulfilled. He has promised to be there with you unless you do not want that to happen. But no one can be an obstacle. You make the decision today, but God tells you, Hagar, do not let go of the boy. And I hope you understand what I am explaining this morning, what I am explaining to you right now. Perhaps it is a physical child, perhaps it is a dream, a ministry, something that the Lord gave you. Do not let it go, because what God has promised, He fulfills. Do not abort the purpose. Do not abort the dream of God. Do not abort the plan. Wait a little longer, because you will give birth soon and you will see it. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you teach us today, that day by day, every day, you have a new word for us. We need it, Lord, because we do not know how to live life, and many times we find ourselves with our backs against the wall, in circumstances that we do not know what to do, and the easiest thing is to quit. But today, I pray for all the people who are receiving this word, that in one way or another, whether the process is small or very large, and they want to abort, Lord, do not leave them. And make them understand that waiting patiently will be able to receive the reward. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. This was a translation of the daily devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. Remember that God always arrives just in time.